This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Different philosophies that govern populations of humans. That's indisputable. And we've seen in the last century communism sold as the rebellion against capitalism. When we should see a rebellion of capitalism against insider mafia rule known as crony capitalism. But if you look at a country like Mexico, that has, depending on which resource you look at, about three times the natural resource on average that the United States does, but why can't Mexico ever seem to become wealthy or free? Well, they never got out from under colonialism. You can argue we never did 100% either. And folks in Mexico are really smart and innovative. But using Mexico as an allegory or an analogy or a parallel, I went and saw a movie Saturday night that everyone should go see that I want to get the director of on, and it was Cartel Land. And it shot about 80% of it inside Mexico, about 20% on the Arizona border. And it shows the Mexican militias that have taken back large parts of the country. But then only themselves to become a mafia again. And they all say, well, if we don't do it, somebody else will do it. And then they lock up the founder of the movement and put him, I'm giving the movie away here, put him in federal prison at the end because he won't go along with it. It was the winner, Best Documentary Sundance Film Festival. It's that good. And what's crazy is it's actually fair. It just shows the humanity of both sides. It actually puts the Minutemen, it's not the Minutemen group itself, but a similar vigilante group, on the same level as the Mexican vigilantes. It doesn't say they're perfect, they're just human. But it shows the police cooking the methamphetamine. It shows all the different gangs, and that's all it is rival gangs in the Mexican economy. They have different rival gangs bidding with each other to try to get other people to join the other gang. They have an economy based on the Dark Ages. Mexico is back in the Dark Ages now. Because everything becomes how big is your gang. And you've got the central government, the army, the Marines. With the Marines billed as the non-corrupt group, that's not true. Though they're not as bad as the army, who basically go and shut down the militias, then reconstitute them with their operatives inside who are actually narcotics traffickers. And they don't say it in the movie, but it's clear the government of Mexico and the United States are the ones organizing all this, and it's come out in court. So I don't know why they didn't put it in the movie. That El Chapo and his number two guy and all of them, when they're in court with his number two guy, this is even in the El Paso Times, Chicago Tribune, 3 years ago, were working for the CIA, DEA, and FBI, running all the major drug operations, and had been armed to take out the specific cartels not controlled by the Federal Reserve. And I had a former DEA agent on Celi Castillo that they went and set up and raided his house, put in jail after he came on, when he said they tried to hire him, because he was a Vietnam vet, to train Los Zetas and other cartels working for the CIA for El Chapo before this was ever in the news, before the war in Mexico started 8 years ago.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The intro you're hearing has aired for 18 years. I've been syndicated for 18 years. On air for 20. Soon to be 21 in about 4 or 5 months. Hard to believe 21 years on air soon. And I meant it tongue-in-cheek then, you know, broadcasting from deep behind enemy lines, because originally there was another little intro before that that was clips from Red Dawn, where the chair is against the wall, chair is against the wall, John has a long mustache, you know, coded messages from unoccupied U.S. into the occupied U.S., and for all of you on or behind enemy lines, this song's for you, and then it would cut from that into that intro. But now, 18 years later, almost 19 years later, we're under FEMA. The NSA does whatever it wants. The CIA spies on Congress. Obama rules by executive fiat. We're going under TPP that no one's even allowed to read. The three subsections that have been leaked by WikiLeaks are just so draconian across the board. And they've got the Ford Foundation hyping racial division, so we're all fighting with each other over race instead of about how all of us collectively are losing our basic freedoms. We're going to be talking to William Binney, former technical director of the National Security Agency, huge whistleblower, about some of the big developments concerning the NSA that have come out. And we'll take some phone calls if he's up for it with your specific questions. And you can tweet at Real Alex Jones with your questions as well. But our video is up on drudgereport.com, up at the very top of one of the major columns. And you can just link through and watch the video. It's on the left-hand side. Video, liberals signed petition to support white privilege tax. And I'd say about, what, it's the same paradigm out in L.A. 8 out of 10 people, Hispanic, it looks like, Arab, and black, sign a petition to make white people pay 1% tax. Doesn't matter if you just came here from Russia. Doesn't matter if you're Polish. Doesn't matter if you're an Italian immigrant or Romanian. And, you know, of course, the Hispanics that are out there are part Spanish or Portuguese. A lot of Germans settled in Mexico and Latin America as well. So you're European as well. I mean, it's just so crazy that with all the reparations talk being so mainlined, you could have this going on. And meanwhile, I wanted to ask William Binney about this. It's now come out that Obama has a secret database, data mining into everything you do, data mining into local government, Google, you name it, to create a database of your racial connections to start federal fines and fees to, quote, show white bias. You can't make this up. So this is what the data mining is all about. Then another article dealing with data mining, Obama pushes to extend gun control background checks to Social Security that if you have a Social Security disability, so you're getting disability, you will not be able to own a gun and will have to turn your guns in. Not a felon, not a criminal, done nothing wrong. You're handicapped in a wheelchair, need a firearm in a bad area, the police are coming to take your gun. We reported on this on Saturday, and I saw comments on Infowars.com saying this can't be true. This is in the LA Times today. They're going to use the Department of Veterans Affairs program that they've been using for a decade on veterans to manage who has their firearms taken. It says that right here. So see, the don't treat list in the military that have been out for a year, been around for 4 or 5 years, where you just cannot get treatment for operable cancer, operable heart problems. You're just given pills. Oh, your knee's bad. Here's a cane. What did Dr. Blaylock say over and over again on this show about Obamacare? It'll be the model of the VA, and once we get it, they'll say no knee surgery, here's a cane. No cornea surgery, here's glasses. They got more doctors than anybody else in the world per capita in Cuba. You just can't get any service. And it's now here. And it's all managed by computers and databases. William Binney's going to be breaking this down. I wanted to get his take on this first. CNBC, Wesley Clark, former top U.S. general, former top NATO general, former Supreme Allied Commander of Europe for NATO, advocates rounding up radicalized and disloyal Americans. Oh, like this guy already being watched by the FBI who shot and killed 5 people in Chattanooga? And his dad connected to networks that are under scrutiny? Just like Major Hassan. The NSA had him with overseas communiques, and the CIA blocked for 2 years the investigation of Hassan, who was being handled by Anwar al-Awlaki. And they didn't call that terror either. Why are they doing this? Because they use it to get more domestic funding. But now he wants to lock people up. But when you read deeper, they've SWAT teamed William Binney. They tried to put him in jail. They put record numbers of journalists in jail. They admit at the Homeland Security level, it was first leaked to us 7 years ago, it's now declassified. I had state police, federal marshal, and others leak at me multiple documents on record where they said veterans, gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, constitutionalists, and then anti-war activists are listed as the real terror threat. And here's Wesley Clark, just setting the table for how this stuff is going to affect everybody. Data mining. That you went in when you had a divorce, or you went in when you had a car wreck, and they recommended, hey, go see a psychologist about your broken back or whatever. And then they said, oh, we say you have PTSD. They just hand out diagnoses like they hand out candy at a barbershop to kids. And then you're told you can't own a gun anymore. I told you it was coming. What they do to the vets, they do to us. What they do to the least of us, they do to me, Christ said. what they'll do to unborn babies, what they'll do to old people, what they'll do to vets, they'll do to everybody. I want to play this Wesley Clark clip and just get William Binney's take on the general world itself. He's been to Europe. He's been speaking around the planet. He can tell us about that, an update. We're so honored to have him. But here is the he'll be with us 15 minutes of the next hour. And we're going to be joined by Wayne Madsen, formerly the NSA, as well with breaking news. But I wanted a full hour with him, so with us 15 minutes of the next hour, he's able to do that. But here's the clip of Wesley Clark on Friday's MSNBC.
Well, we've got to identify the people who are most likely to be radicalized. We've got to cut this off at the beginning. There are always a certain number of young people who are alienated. They don't get a job. They lost a girlfriend. Their family doesn't feel happy here. Mm-hmm. And we can watch the signs of that. And there are members of the community who will reach out to those people and bring them back in and encourage them to look at their blessings here. But I do think on a national policy level, we need to look at what self-radicalization means, because we are at war with this group of terrorists. They do have an ideology. In World War II, if someone supported Nazi Germany at the expense of the United States, we didn't say that was freedom of speech. We put him in a camp. They were prisoners of war. So if these people are radicalized and they don't support the United States and they're disloyal to the United States, as a matter of principle, fine, that's their right. It's our right and our obligation to segregate them from the normal community for the duration of the conflict. And I think we're going to have to increasingly get tough on this.
Okay, and so will Europe, he goes on to say. Here's the problem. They're bringing in record numbers of Muslims from radical countries, from radical sects. I mean, they can look into a database, find out if somebody is a Wahhabist like these folks were connected to. They can see his comments online on Facebook. I mean, the FBI was already watching him and was told to stand down. And William Binney talked about the NSA had the power to stop 9/11. Weren't allowed to use those tools. Instead, everybody gets spied on because the political class wants these threats to be there, wants to keep them going, as William Binney has said, to take more of our liberties so they can dominate the general political mass of the people who are not criminals. Joining us is William Binney, former technical director of the National Security Agency. I don't know where you want to start, sir. We could get into the latest hacking situation with Ashley Madison. We could get into corporation spying. We could get into exposed facts, the site that has your info posted, the tour you just came off of speaking around the world. We could get into this call for interning Islamicists that are radicalized. What do you want to tackle first, sir?
Well, it's good to be with you again, Alex, but could we start with the OPM issue and the data hacking? And
absolutely. Let's talk about the data hacking and more time in the spotlight for NSL 2014 in review, this big court ruling.
Yeah. First of all, with the OPM, when they lose all of that data, that includes things like when you go for a clearance with the government to work for the government, you fill out a form that's an SF-86, a standard form 86, and that goes through your entire history, work history, health issues, your family, all your family members, all their names, addresses, phone numbers, and references, all the people you have done as references. Plus, it also authorizes them to. You have to authorize them to be able to acquire any kind of information health-wise, financially, or anything else that the FBI wishes to get. It's like a universal NSL on every individual that applied. So all of that goes into the files in OPM.
And so in layman's terms, the reported Chinese hack that Obama's covering up is basically the secret files on federal employees, operatives, and others, an unprecedented breach. Who do you think's behind it? They're saying it's China. Mr. Binney, I mean, you're the expert on this. Who do you think's really behind it?
Well, I think they're probably right that it is China. I think that's probably what it is, yeah. But there's something other than that. There's something even more threatening here that is, I'm not sure what OPM had exactly in their files. But if they had all of the they're supposed to compile all the data of your experience while you're working with the government. So it's like your central personnel file.
Which will have a lot of intel on who's been investigated. This is a devastating breach.
Yeah. And it would also list, for example, letters of appreciation or commendation or awards and things like that, which for your work history, that is, if you achieve things in work, then they would write them up and you would get a letter or some kind of award, achievement award or something like that, which would go into describing what you did. So it would be classified. So now if that classified data is in there also, that means the Chinese have all of that too.
Well, Mr. Benny, this is so bombshell, and I knew it was in the notes to go over. I'd like you to start over without me interrupting. Explain the data breach that happened, the clear hacks that have been going on, the glitches all over the place, the war between the U.S. and China. And then I want to go back into the last time you were in studio with us, and we're going to put this together with that on the nightly news tonight, where you explained by putting everything on digital databases and by putting back doors and everything, it made our country wide open to foreign hacking and is the ultimate tool, Trojan horse, to make us absolutely Swiss cheese penetrable. That has now, within a month or two of you predicting it, has now happened. So explain it to us like we're just the lay public and not 200 IQ super geniuses, you know, top code breakers like yourself.
Okay, let me, if I can just put, see if I can put it simply. If, for example, you have a bunch of protected information that you want to, that you have classified, or information about the people who are working for you, you're assembling it in a database so you can help manage your business. Okay, the industry would do this too. So, but if you put it in a database, you have to try to ensure that that database is secure. Well, if NSA is going along and other intelligence agencies around the world are going along trying to find weaknesses in operating systems or firewalls or other kinds of encryption or things like that, and when they find them, they don't tell anybody, so that what they can do, it gives them a window into everything that they are doing. Well, that simply says they're allowing a flaw in the system to exist and continue, which can be discovered by anybody in the world. I mean, they have no monopoly on smart people. There's lots of smart people all around the world. So that means that they eventually have a chance to get in and see that too, which means that that then makes everybody with that system vulnerable.
So they leave the holes. They don't patch them. Please continue.
Yeah, they leave them that way because they want to be able to look into what you're doing. So that they know they have a window in, but other people can discover that too. And when the other people do it, like the Chinese, for example, that means that they can come across and take everything that's in those files also. So and when
so now it's safe to say the entire 21 million huge government database of operatives and spies and hackers, you name it, has now been grabbed by the communist Chinese.
Plus potentially some of the awards that they've all achieved over their work history, which means it may outline some of the programs that are existing and some of the techniques that were used to achieve the success.
But almost no coverage of this. We've heard Snowden's the biggest demon in the world for exposing illegal spying on the people, but not actually releasing the intel. And now we have the system itself built so government agencies can go in and out of there and not have their tracks seen to use this for power. Now, because of their traitorous activity, we've seen a devastating blow to national security.
Right, and it also outlines all the contractors that are involved with the NSA or CIA or anybody else, and it gives them, like, for example, that's how the Chinese came up with the design of the F-35. You know, that's the same design as ours, but they got it from us. They didn't get it from having to do the development themselves.
They don't have to spend $400 million now. They can just take it for free.
Yeah, they take it from the contractors, yeah, who are... But, you know, the weaknesses then are system-wide. All the contractors that are involved also have to be protected in the same level, and they're not. And that's why they're being able to get into these systems. So, I mean, it makes everybody vulnerable.
Why are we seeing prosecution of journalists that expose the crime, but then they let the communist Chinese operatives also work in these secret facilities as well, who are then physically, as a brain trust, taking the plans out of the building?
You know, it's beyond me. I can't understand this myself. I really can't. I mean, it's absolutely astounding. How can people do this? I just don't understand it. I mean, if whistleblowers come out and show that there's a problem or an issue or something illegal or something, you know, criminal or some fraud or waste, why? I mean, it's in the vested interest of the organization, the government, or the industry to address that issue. If they want to improve as a corporation or a government, they should address it to fix the problem instead of letting the problem fester and continue, because it only allows, you know, all of these follow-on things to happen. So, you know, it's in almost unfathomable to me as to how they would, you know, just let this continue like that.
It shows a really decadent attitude and a laissez-faire attitude by these people. This smells like an empire on the verge of collapse to me. Just all of this craziness going on really, really stinks to high heaven.
Yeah, it certainly does, yeah. I absolutely agree to that.
Well, I've asked some of the questions here. You brought up these huge data breaches. Then that ties into, as you said, commercial outfits, everything from Amazon to Bank of America to Ashley Madison, with 37 million cheaters on it. Now they're saying they're going to publish that in a database so men and women can find out if their husband or wife cheated on them. I mean, it just seems like all this open source, open code, backdoor open stuff is going to bring down the world.
It certainly makes the world vulnerable to all kinds of manipulation and monitoring and all kinds of blackmail or things like that happening anywhere in the world for anybody, it's not just the average citizen, but it's also members of parliaments around the world, government officials, everybody.
What about planted info? I know I've seen a lot of cases where different agencies in this government and others plant stuff on people's computers. Isn't it easy for them to go in and plant stuff with these backdoors?
Yeah, you see, that's part of the problem. That makes that all possible, too. And that means that, you know, it gets back to a question of trust. How can you trust a government that has the capability to do that? And if they do everything in secret, you never know what they're doing. And so it's very difficult to prove one way or another that they did or didn't do that. The way we did it, of course, was to have duplicate copies of everything we ever did in multiple places. So you're backed up so that if they manipulate anything, then we could show it from a record copy from another source that we had.
Weren't you able to do that yourself? Did they try to set you up, but somebody inside warned you?
Well, we didn't have any. It was basically we understood how these people operated, so we did the backups like I just said, and so that when they took data and tried to accuse us of something, we already had retrieved all the data from our backup sources. And so they couldn't claim things that didn't exist in our backup sources. So we could show in court record copy, you know, emails, things like that, that would demonstrate that what they were saying was untrue.
I'm going from memory last time you were physically here. There was some other facet to it, though, where someone inside basically stopped them from being able to set you up. You don't know who they are, though.
Oh, that was the in the Department of Justice. There was somebody felt really bad about, you know, excuse me, what they were doing to us. So they sent us a copy of their draft indictment, which showed all of the all the falsehoods that they were attempting to claim against us. So there was somebody in the DOJ who actually felt bad about it. So, not everybody there is bad, is what I'm trying to say.
Sure. Being in government for decades, being admittedly one of the top code breakers ever, moving up from the mailroom to the very top of the organization, basically, to use that allegory or that analogy. And we're going to break here in a moment. Just a quick question. What percentage, as a guesstimation of government, would you say are good guys versus bad guys?
I think that the corruption of people and the conversion to the dark side starts around grade 15, which is probably which is the government service grade, which is like a lieutenant or a bird colonel in the military. At that level on up is where the corruption really starts. And so at that point, I'd say you're talking maybe about 15% of the people.
And it runs basically on a military system. You're just in plain clothes. In fact, you were what level were you, a general?
Well, I was like, it's not quite equivalent to military, but it's like a 1.5 general, star general,
We'll be right back. Stay there. William Binney, former technical director of the NSA, is our guest. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance.
Please never forget InfoWars.com, the syndicated radio broadcast, the TV transmission, the nightly news. All of it is funded by viewers and listeners like you. Now, we have a free video and audio feed of the TV/radio show at Infowars.com/show. And that cost us in bandwidth with the millions of people that tune in every month, just the free audio streams and the video streams, more than $20,000. That's with bandwidth going down in price. That's why we have subscription for the nightly news, which is $5.95 a month. 20 people can use it. That money helps pay for the bandwidth to then put out the daytime show for free for folks that don't have AM and FM stations in their area. That's why I want to thank all of you that are PrisonPlanet.tv members. Now, I've signed the satellite deals. I have paid for the closed captioning. It's all set. I'm not going to announce when, but the next few months, We are going to launch on the major satellites, and it'll be on quite a few cable and broadcast TV stations. We've already got more than 15 lined up, ready to turn it on. Some are already downloading it every day and playing it. And some of them are big, like in Houston, on basic cable we're on, to millions of customers. And I'm going to be listing those stations, thanking them. We're really in the establishment's face, but it is the PrisonPlanet.tv members, those of you that get to see all the films, get to see the shows first, get your direct access to the 20 years of work. When you are a PrisonPlanet.tv member, you're helping finance and pay to get the word out to the general public that doesn't know what's happening. So you can hear guests like Ron Paul and William Benny and so many others here on the broadcast. So I want to thank all of you out there for your support. If you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv member, we're fighting the creation of a prison planet in the info war. Please become a member today. If you are a member and aren't sharing your username with friends and family so they can tune in and watch, please do. You are the individuals that have the power in this fight to alert the sleeping giant and awaken this country and the world. And that's beginning to happen. As bad as things are, there's a lot of good happening as well. So, PrisonPlanet.tv. We have free shipping in the month of July, which has got another 10 days or so to go, on all of the hundreds of high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com or when you call 888-253-3139. 25% off the Molon Malabe Made in America belt buckles. 10% off all the Patriot apparel, T-shirts, you name it. And the profit goes to fund this operation. But satellites are the amount of time we have. Believe me, we haggled $15,000 a month, closed captioning $10,000 a month, not to mention reporters. All of it cost me millions and millions and millions of dollars a year. It is a testament to folks voting with their dollars that we're able to pay for all this. We couldn't do it in L.A. or New York because it's so expensive there. We're in Texas. And so by the grace of God, we're now reaching 20 million people a week, conservatively, one way or another, on all our platforms. I want to go to 40 million a week, 100 million a week. And so by going to InfoWarsLife.com, by getting the high-quality vitamins and minerals and proprietary product lines like DNA Force, Lung Cleanse, our colloidal silver, Super Male Vitality, Survival Shield, Nation Iodine X2, that you'll find these real game-changing products and help support this transmission. So InfoWarsLife.com is the subsection that has the nutraceuticals of InfoWarsStore.com. But just go to InfoWarsStore.com and you can find everything right there. Okay, Mr. Benny, I've been asking some of the questions. Former head of technical operations at the NSA is our guest. If folks just joined us, former technical leader for the intelligence with the NSA before becoming a whistleblower in 2001 to Congress. He did it the proper way until he got SWAT teamed. After more than 30 years with the agency, Benny has been described as one of the best analysts and code breakers in NSA history. Benny continues to speak out on the NSA's data collection, exposedfacts.org. I've got a lot of questions to answer, to try to get you to answer, but I also want to hear what you think is important front and center. So go ahead, Mr. Benny. What else should the public know about from your expert perspective?
Well, relative to the OPM loss of data, I mean, they could have easily encrypted that data. It doesn't matter whether you have data stored on an old set of equipment or a new set. It's still stored in a database. You can encrypt a database no matter where it is. So they could have done that all along, but they didn't. So that even made them even more vulnerable. You know, so that would have been a simple solution for them to do and to help protect that information. And they didn't even do that. So, I mean, they're not making good decisions here, period. I mean, these are not people who are competent at securing anything. I mean, the same is true with NSA. I mean, they're doing this bulk acquisition of information and burying themselves. And I use the case of the Garland, Texas shooting down there where, you know, a member of Anonymous tipped off the local police down there that they were going to be attacked 2 days before the attack occurred. And yet our intelligence community, for which we pay over $100 billion a year, said absolutely nothing. Why? Because they're buried in so much information they can't find it. Whereas Anonymous was very focused. They had a focused attack, a focused look at the, at, people who were involved in terrorism or were showing signs of being radicalized, and they found the information, whereas our intelligence community didn't. And so they have the incompetence at the top levels of all these agencies are adopting the incorrect process for the entire agencies of the intelligence community. That means they're making us all more vulnerable than we've ever been before. So, I mean, that's so important that people don't seem to realize, well, they keep saying they're doing this for our protection. Well, so did the Nazis in 1933 when they, you know, took power to do anything with anybody with NDAA, Section 1021, which is Special Order 48 for the Nazis. The same kind of thing has occurred down through history over and over again. And if their objective is to protect us, then they ought to do things smartly, professionally, and with discipline. And that's what they're not doing.
So what is the end game? I mean, obviously, hundreds of billions of dollars are being made a year by private contractors and big companies, so they're always lobbying for more and more of this. But then you have giant sprawling facilities in Utah, Texas, Maryland, all over the place, not to mention 800,000 people that are outside government with security clearances, building the ultimate hackable, open-door nightmare system. How do they think they're going to get away with this? I mean, it's going to create more and more disasters. Now the Chinese have stolen 21 million background dossiers on federal employees and operatives. I mean, this is just unprecedented, and nobody's getting in trouble for it.
Yeah, I think I think they feel that this is what President Eisenhower really warned us about back in the 1961. Was the power of the evolving, at the time, military-industrial complex, is the way he called it. But it's really the military-industrial intelligence complex, which includes government. the supposed intelligence committees that were supposed to prevent spying on U.S. citizens as a result of the FISA laws back in 1978, in fact, are now advocates for spying on U.S. citizens. So that's the kind of reversal that's gone on. I mean, our entire government in the intelligence-related field, national security, if you will, has now felt that they're above the law, they're above the Constitution, they can do anything they feel is necessary, and nobody's going to stop them. And everybody's afraid to do anything because they'll feel that if political people started doing, they would fear being labeled, you know, weak on terror or weak on national security. And they don't want that label, and so therefore they go along to get along.
Well, take Rand Paul. He said 4 years ago, don't fund the Free Syrian Army. They're really Wahhabists out of Saudi Arabia. And then now they go on the news and say, because you're not for the Patriot Act extension or illegal NSA spying, it's going to be your fault when we get hit by terrorists, when they have this giant NSA system and it didn't stop anything.
That's exactly right, and that's because they're not doing a professional, disciplined approach. The management is directing something that is focused on getting more money and building a bigger bureaucracy and not actually solving problems. That's the way they've approached this entire problem from the beginning, even before 9/11. I mean, it was basically they allowed things to happen without actually trying to stop them.
Sure.
And doing smart things to make that happen, make that possible. You know, they just were looking for money as the main objective.
Well, we know what's going to happen. The Chinese are going to use that database to make connections between the people that are on the list and operatives inside their country, and they're undoubtedly going to end up imprisoning or killing U.S. operatives inside China and rolling up the entire Western operation. And it only seems like it's a matter of time before this confrontation with China escalates. But so many of our leaders are heavily invested in China. They're basically already double agents to China. I mean, this just seems like a recipe for disaster.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, we're not doing anything smart in most international arenas. I mean, it's just not smart to do the taking the and doing the procedures that we're doing. Even like with the, I don't understand why we didn't put more pressure on the Iranians to get a better deal. I mean, why didn't we ask for a better deal? It seemed like we caved on every point that they were asking on. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me to do that.
You know, usually I can figure out what's going on. I can't figure out what's going on with Iran. because the West is clearly funding Iran's archenemy, Saudi Arabia, and allowing them to run a Sunni takeover. And then meanwhile, we've been fighting a proxy war against Iran in Syria. But then on the other hand, we make a one-sided deal that is for Iran, and then they make fun of us. I can't figure out what's going on.
Yeah, it's hard to follow the bouncing ball in that arena. That's for sure. I really don't know what to say myself. I don't know how to characterize that.
Meanwhile, for those that just joined us, you got SWAT teamed for going and whistleblowing to Congress, and they tried to put you and others in prison. So that's who this government's focused on, is people like you that built so much of what they're misusing today. So I guess honorable service to the Republic that's legal and lawful is punished. Being an absolute whore traitor is rewarded.
Yeah, I think I refer to that as population control, which is the objective of mass acquisition of data on everybody in your country or on the planet. It's really population control. So that's really what they're after, I think. That way they get to manipulate anybody they want to do anything they want them to do.
And then they just hope that other governments and corporations are too incompetent to know how to use the data that they can get as well. That just sounds arrogant.
Well, so far it's been pretty much true, except that there's like some of the thing cases when they have these break-ins and theft of information, why that shows that others are starting to wise up too. So, I mean, it means that they can't guarantee that they will be the only ones to be able to leverage this information.
Well, take Ashley Madison. From the time I heard that being promoted on talk radio by Howard Stern and people, I just immediately thought that sounds like a recipe for blackmail. And then now 37 million people that have reportedly cheated on their spouses, that database has now been stolen. Why would anyone, if they were going to cheat on their spouse, go do it on a mass database?
Yeah, that's really kind of it's really, people don't realize what's possible today, and with the information systems we have, they just don't realize that this information is out there forever for just about anybody to get to it if they know how to do that.
William Minney, former technical director of the National Security Agency, is our guest, and we're here going over some of the latest developments. What do you make of a whole bunch of financial websites, the Wall Street Journal, airlines going down 2 weeks ago, the New York Stock Exchange going down, and they said it was not connected to a hack? Do you have any info on that, Mr. Benny?
I don't have any firsthand knowledge of that, but it sure sounds suspicious, even by simply a time coincidence, that those things are happening without some central or coordinated action. You have to try to figure the random probability of that actually being that way, and it gets pretty. The random probability is pretty low, in my view, anyway.
Since you were last on, Clapper, of course, for folks who don't know, who headed up the NSA, his lawyer came out and said that he was forgetful. He didn't mean to lie, saying the NSA does no domestic spying. He was just forgetful. What do you make of that?
I think that's just a bunch of hogwash. I mean, he was given those questions, 2 days in advance. So how can you be forgetful when you're given the questions you're going to be asked in committee and you go over them? How can you forget that you went over them? I mean, that's just a bunch of malarkey.
Well, we see how the Supreme Court's acting. We see how Congress is acting, doing whatever foreign corporations want. We've been conquered with blackmail. I think it's clear. It's come out that the British Parliament's being blackmailed with their MI6 spying. It's come out the CIA is spying on the Senate Intelligence Committee. I mean, I think it's pretty clear we've been hoisted on our own petard. We've been hung in our own rope, and that this technology's been used to overthrow the country.
I can't argue with that. That sounds very much on the mark to me.
In your gut, Do you think we're going to be able to reverse this or get it under control?
Yeah, I really do, because the fundamental thing that they're most afraid of is being exposed. I mean, that's why I think there's a lot of people who talk directly about issues create a real firestorm and are opposed by any number of people. That's because nobody wants to address the real hard problems. When it comes to it, they try to cover up things that they're doing. So they're very sensitive to having sunlight put on the events the things that they've actually done. And some of that is coming out and even being more discussed in Europe now. For example, the Bundestag is finding out that the BND had agreements with certain limited numbers of members of the higher level members of their government to do certain things with NSA that the rest of the Bundestag didn't know about. Well, the same was true in our Congress. You see, we exported that technique of how to co-opt in legislative areas around the world.
How to give data to select people and then make them even more prominent because they're operatives. It's espionage. Let's come back and talk about that. When Merkel claimed a year ago she didn't know about NSA spying, and of course she did. William Benny's been over to Europe, has been speaking to these parliaments, and we'll find out about his recent travels and then take a few of your phone calls, your quick questions. 800-259-9231.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Identity theft is real. So real, it could be making you its next victim right now. At the gas pump, bank, or store where you shop with your credit card, bad guys with RFID scanners can peer into your wallet or purse from a short distance away, stealing information from your RFID-enabled credit or debit cards, passports, room keys, and ID cards without you even knowing it. Stop the bad guys now with an RFID-blocking wallet from ID Stronghold. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID blocking industry over 10 years ago. Their stylish sleeves, clutch purses, and wallets are shielded throughout. The best you can buy at great pricing, as low as $14.99. Don't wait until your wallet needs replacing. Protect your identity now. Click IDStronghold.com or call 1-800-610-2770. That's 1-800-610-2770. ID Stronghold, the original RFID wallet company.
world of me. The story just broke on Infowars.com. Black rebel flag supporter dies after being ran off the road, witnesses say. That story's up on Infowars.com. They've got us all fighting over rebel flags while all of our basic freedoms are being stolen. William Binney is our guest with us 15 minutes in the next hour. We're going to talk to Steve, Chris, Eugene, and others. Quick questions or comments for our guest, one of the top NSA experts out there, 800-259-9231. But, yeah, you've been out of the country and traveling the last few months, Mr. Binney. Tell us about the progress you're making alerting the world to what's happening, because whether it's here in the U.S. or Germany or anywhere, there are laws against this. This is not legal by any stretch of the imagination, so how are they getting away with it?
Well, that's what I've been suggesting when I go to, like, for example, Germany or Europe. Anywhere in Europe, I mean, the European Union has laws against data transfer without the permission of the individuals involved. I mean, they view information, even if it's held by telecoms or any kind of service provider, that it still is, that information is the property of the individual. And so if they want to transfer it somewhere, give it to somebody else or share it, then they have to get the permission of that individual to do that. Otherwise, it's against their laws. So what that really means to me, and what I keep suggesting over there, is that they should file lawsuits and criminal prosecution against all these people for sharing the information, all of the companies at least. If they don't want to do it against the U.S. government, then they should do it against the companies that are participating in this data sharing, specifically with the PRISM program or any other of the tapping programs. Even the Bundestag has found out, I believe, that just recently that the BND was cooperating with NSA and sharing data about German citizens and other European citizens as well with the NSA. So, I mean, that's also against their laws. So, I mean, they have ample opportunity, if they want to charge these organizations with criminal prosecution. I mean, they just need to start doing it.
Or what comes next? I mean, if we don't reverse this Big Brother on steroids move, where does it end? I mean, you know, Samsung 6 months ago, with all its new customers that buy their new TVs, tells you, we watch and listen to you and sell the data. I mean, not just watch your patterns of what you view to sell a algorithm profile, but they're actually listening and watching you. I mean, how crazy is that?
I know, it's insane. I mean, why would anybody want to buy a product like that? I mean, I certainly wouldn't. I mean, it's like that case when a school gave laptop computers to the kids.
Pennsylvania.
Yeah, and they started spying on them when they were at home. I mean, that's certainly a violation of their privacy rights.
Well, exactly, and it was the school themselves that announced it like it was a good thing. You know, Mr. Binney, it's almost like a revolution of these crazy control freaks against the rest of us. They're just doing it like it's their religion, no matter how crazy. Sorry, go ahead.
No, that's absolutely right. No, I agree totally with that. I mean, it's a matter of standing up for your rights. I mean, I have never known Americans not to stand up for their rights until this current cycle with the terrorism. I mean, and what they've done is they fear-mongered us into thinking that, oh, we're all in so much danger, we better just forget about our rights and let them do anything they want to try to protect us. Well, they aren't really trying to protect us. If they were, they wouldn't be doing this bulk acquisition. They'd be doing the targeted approach.
Exactly. Stay there and explain that in 70 seconds when we come back. We'll take phone calls. Two more segments with William Binney. Stay with us.
Communications Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't really ever heard firearms manufacturers as sponsors on my syndicated radio show or the nightly news or the news website, Infowars.com, because the companies I've been approached by were not the highest quality, and they weren't as affordable as they should be, so I refused probably 30, 40 firearms manufacturers over the years. Well, then, about 6 months ago, we get contacted by Head Down Firearms, HDFirearms.com. Owned and run by a bunch of former Navy SEALs, special ops people, they're veterans, they're They're patriots, they're listeners of the radio show, and they want to support the broadcast. It's always about security, whether it's for yourself, your wife, your loved ones. Go to their website, hdfirearms.com. Buy right off their website, and they'll just send it to the FFL dealer of your choice. You can pick it up at the gun show, you can pick it up at the local sporting goods store. Whatever you do, get your head down firearm today. The spirit of 1776 lives at Head Down Firearms. hdfirearms.com.